It's good to have you here today, and I hope you're having a good day. If you are, I hope our little time together will make it even more joyful. But should you be experiencing one of those bad days, then I pray that in the next few minutes you'll be refreshed and renewed by Jesus Christ as we continue to discover together who God is. Now, we're in the first chapter of the book of John. This is the fourth book of the New Testament in the Bible, and John chapter 1 and verses 4 through 5 reads as follows. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Yesterday, we established that Jesus is the life and the light. John chapter 8 and verse 12 clarified this. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life. I am not going to repeat what I said yesterday, because today I want to talk about how Jesus, as light, contrasts with darkness and shines in the darkness of our lives. What is the opposite of light? It is darkness. Jesus, as light, comes to our lives, and when he does, he finds darkness. Now, when we think about darkness in our lives, I can think of three primary forms. First, the darkness of depression. Second, the darkness of the demons. And third, the darkness of disobedience. I want to talk about the darkness of depression, the darkness of the demons, and the darkness of disobedience. First, we struggle with the darkness of depression in our lives. By the darkness of depression, I'm speaking of a darkness of your soul and your spirit. When you look at the world, you see it darkly. Depression is more than just sadness. People with depression may experience a lack of interest in pleasure and daily activities. Significant weight loss. You don't eat enough. Or weight gain. You eat too much. Insomnia. Cannot fall asleep at night. Or excessive sleeping. Cannot stop sleeping. You find it hard to wake up. Lack of energy, inability to concentrate, feelings of worthlessness, and a lot of guilt. A lot of guilt. And people who are depressed will have persistent thoughts of death or suicide. You feel that nobody loves you and nobody cares about you. You really do feel this way about yourself. You may be experiencing the darkness of depression this very day, right now, as you listen to the sound of my voice. Depression is very common, and more people labor under this than we even realize, because depression can be masked. It's certainly possible to be depressed and to not even really know it about yourself, and/or to do such a swell job of covering it up that others don't even recognize this about you. To be depressed seems like something you should be ashamed of, and so in your shame, you never talk to anyone about it, even a close friend or family member. The darkness of depression is real. And there's a second kind of darkness, and that is the darkness of the demons. What do I mean by this? I mean that there are likely those of you listening who worship false gods that are really demons, taking the form of gods in your mind and heart. This could be the result of worshiping at temples, shrines, or other religious sites. I live most of the year in Hong Kong, and I have spent a majority of the last 20 years there. Hong Kong is crowded with worship of false gods who really are demons. Recently, I baptized a young woman in our church. As she talked about the light of Christ in her life, she gave a powerful, dynamic testimony about being rescued from the nightmares and the violence of demons that came from her family's insistence that she worship a goddess as a child. This is real. All over the world, including right here in New England, people bow down and worship at temples and shrines to god and goddesses that do not exist. These are beings that have no power, no abilities, and no meaning. They cannot help you, bless you, or improve your life or the lives of your ancestors. Therefore, people who worship these gods find no permanent and ongoing help in their lives. This leads to feeling of greater and greater hopelessness. It's all just empty ritual and routine. Many of you do it because your families expect this of you, but you find no fulfillment. But the worship of gods at temples is really the idolatry of demons. The worship of any god other than the one true God that followers of Christ worship is satanic. Demons are real. They are organized and sent by Satan into the world, and they reign and rule at religious sites all throughout the cities and towns in our country. Do you worship such gods who are really the demons? Does someone you know do this? If so, the demonic forces will darken your life as you encounter them. This is the darkness of the demons. And third, there is the darkness of disobedience. Every one of us is what the Bible calls a sinner. That is all of us, myself included. We disobey the one true and living God. We do not do, we do not think, we do not say what he commands us to do, think, and say in the Bible. Rather than obey, we disobey, and this leads to a life in the dark. I know Christians who like to act like we are not sinners ourselves. We can be a very hypocritical bunch, but I want you to know that I am very aware of sin in my own life. Even though I regularly tell Jesus about these sins and invite his forgiveness, and he does forgive me, still, I am not perfect, and I am not here to be your judge. I'm only here to share with you how Jesus sees sin in the Bible. And as we will read, the darkness of disobedience is real. If you continue in your sin, then your life will be lived in darkness. When we experience the darkness of depression, the darkness of the demons, and the darkness of disobedience, click, the light goes out. Total darkness. In life, the light is out, and you feel like you are stumbling around in the darkness. You cannot see. The darkness has overtaken you. You do not know where to go. You're blind without any light. Your depression, the demons, and your disobedience have kept you trapped in the dark, and you are desperately searching for the light. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life." John 8, verse 12. Jesus said, "I'm the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life." Friends, I submit to you today our only hope, the only way out of the darkness of our lives is Jesus Christ, because Jesus says, "I am the light." He is who all of us are searching in the dark to find, and he can be found because actually he finds us. He comes to us today to turn on the lights in our souls. Jesus is the light of my life. Jesus is the light of life for every Christian, and Jesus will be the light of your life if you choose to follow him. Apart from him, life is darkness. But Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." And Jesus goes on in the book of John to tell us exactly what will happen to us if we reject Jesus as our only source of light. Listen to these verses. John chapter 11 and verse 10. "But if anyone walks in the night, he stumbles because the light is not in him. When we walk in the darkness, we stumble and we fall." John chapter 12, verse 35. "So Jesus said to them, 'For a little while longer the light is among you. Walk while you have the light, so the darkness will not overtake you. He who walks in the darkness does not know where he goes.' When we walk in darkness, we are overtaken by the darkness. It overcomes us and overwhelms us. We feel there is no way out, and we do not know where we are going. We are lost, totally lost." In John chapter 12 and verse 46, Jesus said, "I have come as light into the world so that everyone who believes in me will not remain in darkness." Let me read that again. Jesus said, I have come as light into the world so that everyone who believes in me will not remain in darkness. But when we believe in Jesus, we will not remain in the darkness, but we'll see the light. We'll walk upright and no longer stumble and fall. We will overtake the darkness instead of having the darkness overtake us. We will no longer be overwhelmed. We will find a way out. We will never be lost again because Jesus has found us and Jesus has rescued us. This is the truth that you need to hear and believe today. Do you live in the darkness? Jesus is the light. Do you want to remain in your darkness? Maybe you do. Some of you have become such friends with the darkness that you do not like the light. You resist it, you run from it, and reject it. Depression is like a friend to you. The demons dominate you, and your sin, done in the dark of the night, is too addicted to give up, and so you surround yourself with darkness. But for those of you listening who want to experience the light, I have great news for you. Meet Jesus. He is the light, and he wants to light your life. Now, tomorrow, I want to say more about these three kinds of darkness, and I want to show you how Jesus can shine his light in your life so brightly that you will be transformed. This is life-changing. So be back with me tomorrow as together we continue to discover who God is.